The issue is mired in politics because Medicaid expansion is one leg of President Obama's sweeping healthcare overhaul. Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the Affordable Care Act, but said that states could refuse the part that would expand Medicaid in their individual states. Nixon says it's time to stop looking at this decision in a binary way. It's an economic issue, he argues, one with a compelling human element attached. And some community leaders in heavily Republican areas are starting to agree. Last week, the West Plains Area Chamber of Commerce took the step of endorsing Medicaid expansion, even though President Obama and his health care plan have been pretty unpopular in rural South Central Missouri. Dr. Josh Cotter is the chair of the Chamber of Commerce board here.
We felt with the Medicaid expansion, it made good economic sense. Good health care policy can be good economic policy. And with what we looked at, it will expand the number of jobs in our area by over 1,200 in the first year, in 2014 alone.
I asked Cotter if he's had any negative feedback from chamber members. He says so far, no. He added that the endorsement comes with a caveat.
Part of our endorsement was contingent upon that trigger that if the federal funding is not maintained, Missouri isn't left holding the bag.
The board of the local hospital, Ozarks Medical Center, has also endorsed expanding Medicaid. Here's what that would change in Missouri. It would raise the threshold of coverage from about 19% of the federal poverty level to 138%. So for a family of four, that eligibility threshold would jump from an annual income of about $4,500 up to $32,500. Right now, Missouri does not provide Medicaid coverage to non-custodial adults, no matter how poor, unless they are disabled, low-income pregnant women, or seniors. And that, too, would change. Individuals under 65 who are here legally would suddenly be covered if they earned less than about $15,300 a year. An estimated 300,000 more Missourians would have health care. But this expansion comes with a steep price tag at both the state and the federal levels, and that's what has opponents most concerned. Here's the math. For the first 3 years, the federal government would pay 100% of the state's Medicaid costs. In fiscal year 2014, that's just under $1 billion federal dollars and closer to $2 billion for each of the next 2 years. In 2017, Missouri would pick up 5% of the tab and gradually slide up to paying 10% in 2020 and subsequent years. Linda Lubering, the state budget director, said that means in fiscal year 2017, the state would pay $30 million out of its general revenue funds and about $24 million from other state funds. In fiscal year 2021, when the state begins paying its full 10%, Missouri would be paying $143 million of general revenue and $116 million from other state funds. Lubering says a big part of this puzzle is the millions of dollars in savings and additional revenue that Missouri will see if it opts in. She says that will come from sources like individual income tax from healthcare providers and doing away with the state's high insurance risk pool. Lubering says it's a conservative estimate to say that even in fiscal year 2021, when the state is paying its full 10%, it will still see a net revenue of $4 million because of this. Another concern opponents have, though, is that the Medicaid system itself is broken. I asked Nixon about this. Specifically, why isn't he trying to first reform Medicaid or to wean Medicaid recipients off the program and into the private insurance sector?
There's a number of things you can do in that area, whether it's to begin co-pays, whether you can do cost shares that will allow if healthcare organizations deliver a product more efficiently, there to be cost savings, whether you have folks living a more healthy lifestyle as part of the process that you go through here. There's all sorts of things, but none of those are possible to do if you don't have the money in the expansion.
Although the governor is gaining ground among some conservative business groups, ultimately he'll need the support of a veto-proof Republican majority House and Senate.